Let's talk sport with Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello.
Hey, Darren, how are you?
I'm okay. Weather's beautiful up here for a change. How's it down there?
Yeah, not too bad. It's been a little bit overcast at the moment, but it looks like it'll be a nice day, hopefully.
All right, so good weather for the cricket at Blunston Arena. We'll get to that in a sec. Let's start off with the Jack Jumpers. Good win over Perth last night.
Amazing win. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit weary this morning, staying up to watch it. It was a 9:30 start, and I jumped on the presser after, so I don't think I was in bed before midnight, but... yeah, great win. Glad I stayed up to watch the end of it because, you know, this team is grit and grime. We know that. Down by 10 points at one stage and to come back and win by 7 or 8 or whatever it was in the end was outstanding. And, you know, particularly after getting a smack in the mouth in Auckland last weekend by the Breakers to, you know, fight back and travel to the other side of the country and get the win was brilliant. So, got the wood over Perth at the moment, Darren. Beat them here a couple of weeks ago at home by 30-odd points, and to go over to their place and get a win again, which we got one last year as well. Things are going pretty nicely for us. On the other hand, the Wildcats, gee whiz, they're in a big world of hurt at the moment. Mm. It's one of the most successful, if not the most successful franchise in NBL history. That's their fifth loss in a row. That hasn't happened since, I think, 2005.
Wow.
And Scott Roth, in his post-game presser, you know, went into bat for John Riley, their new head coach. He's only been in the job since the start of this season, just saying, you know, he's up on this guy, he's doing his best, and he knows what it's like to be whacked by the media and things like that. But he said, just lay off him and things will turn. And I think that's the case. I mean, they've got to sort out some stuff, though, because they rely on Bryce Cotton. I did last night a hell of a lot. He did everything there in the first half particularly. So they've got some issues to work through, the Wildcats.
Yeah. All right. So who are they playing next, the Jackies?
Yeah, so they're back home today, and they've got Brisbane at My State Bank Arena tomorrow night. So that's the other part of this, is they've had a really grueling schedule for the start of the season. They've been in New Zealand twice, Perth once, Adelaide once, Melbourne twice. And if they can win tomorrow night, they'll be 6-4 heading into this little mini bye where they've got the World Cup qualifiers on. So that would be an unbelievable position to be in for the boys, given their hectic travel schedule.
Right. Let's go to cricket. So WBBL, Hurricanes beat the Renegades last night.
Yeah, went over to this game. It was great to watch. The Hurricanes needed a good win to get their season back on track. They were 2-2 heading into it and with a washout as well. So they needed a win, and they did. That was a great result. They were brilliant in the field. A couple of really good catches to Maisie Gibson and Ruth Johnston. And Maisie Gibson was outstanding with the ball, the spinner, with 4 wickets from her 4 overs. And I just didn't feel like the Renegades had quite enough on the board at halftime. They probably 10 to 15 runs short, and that's the way it played out in the end. That Hurricanes got the job done in the 18th over, I think it was, and brilliantly led by Heather Graham with an unbeaten 40-odd, and Elise Villani was back in the runs too, which was good to see because she had a pretty lean start to the tournament. So they go again on Sunday against Brisbane, which will be probably a tougher assignment than the Renegades were, but the girls will have a bit of confidence after that one.
Yeah, and then Monday back against the Renegades, Monday night. Yeah, public holiday.
Yeah, yep, correct.
All right.
Not for us, unfortunately, down here.
Sorry?
Not for us, unfortunately.
No, that's right. Anyway, so that's a great weekend of cricket at Blunston. All right, T20 World Cup, Australia must win by a considerable margin tonight against Afghanistan.
Yeah, they do. The net run rate's been an issue really since that first game against New Zealand, hasn't it? So we've been sort of playing catch-up since then. It sounds like Aaron Finch might miss the game. With that injury sustained at the Gabba back in that last start, but was that back earlier in the week? Sunday night, was it Monday night, whatever it was? So, yeah, they just got to win, basically. There's no point worrying about all the equations and stuff, but they've got to get the win first and hopefully by a lot and then see what happens from there. Big result last night was Pakistan knocking off South Africa. That was huge by 33 runs. Duckworth Lewis got involved there. And the games today, we've got also Ireland and New Zealand from the same group as us. So we're hoping for an upset in that one too, yeah. With the Irish knocking off the Kiwis.
Yeah, righto. Now, the Sheffield Shield during the week, a draw against Victoria, but good form for Jordan Silk, 150-something not out.
Yeah, absolutely. He's a star, Silky, and obviously in his new role as captain this year as well, so that hasn't deterred him in getting runs, which is good. And how about the end of that game with the half-storm, Darren? Did you see that, the pictures?
I saw pictures on the TV, yeah.
It was incredible. It was like it was snow-covered the outfield there at Blunston, so it was headed towards a draw anyway, but probably finished a couple of hours earlier than what it might have. But, yeah, unfortunately, both teams needed a win there, just as far as the ladder goes. So that's a draw, a win and a loss for the Tigers from their first three games. I think their next Shield game is against New South Wales coming up middle of this month.
Righto. Let's go to A-League. What's doing there?
Well, I've got a little bit of a scoop for you this morning.
Okay.
Unfortunately, Clarence Zebras, one of our NPL clubs here in Tassie, leaked some information overnight on Facebook or social media somewhere that Hobart will host Western United games this year, one at least, at North Hobart Oval, I think it is. So that's coming up. I'm trying to remember the post I read this morning, but I think I'm right by saying January. I think the official press conference isn't until middle of next week, but they're looking for players to get along, and Zebras put it on their Facebook page from the look of it, and it's since been taken down. So there might be a little bit of trouble for that today, going with the early release there. But
right.
Anyway, we've got some good games this weekend. It all starts tonight. Melbourne Victory and Newcastle Jets in Melbourne. Tomorrow, Melbourne City and Perth Glory and Western Sydney Wanderers and Central Coast. And three games to wind up round five on Sunday. Wellington Phoenix are at home to Macarthur. Brisbane Roar taking on Sydney FC, and Western United will take on Adelaide United.
Righto then. I'll just mention the netball. Australian Diamonds wrapped up the series against England with 3-0 in that series. So well done to the Diamonds. Now the AFLW finals this weekend.
Yeah, how exciting is this? So we've obviously got the same format as the men's finals now with the team having the 18 teams in the competition. So tonight we've got Melbourne and Adelaide. They're playing off for a spot in the prelim finals. That's a qualifying final tonight. The other qualifying finals tomorrow afternoon at 4:10 between Brisbane and Richmond. So whoever wins those two goes straight through to the prelim. The loser gets a second chance. And the elimination finals tomorrow night, our North Melbourne Tasmania Kangaroos head down the highway to Geelong, take on the Cats, and the other elimination finals between Collingwood and Western Bulldogs on Sunday. So really looking forward to this, Darren. Yeah, it's going to be great to see.
Righto. Who's on the Water Boys tomorrow?
Yeah, big show. Still finalising our guests, but we'll have someone from the Hurricanes WBBL side. We'll have someone from the Jack Jumpers. And we'll also talk hockey with Tassie Tigers star Sarah McCambridge. A big night of hockey too at the Tasmanian Hockey Centre tonight. Our men need to win to make sure they stay in finals contention with one round to go next week. And our girls are still a mathematical chance of making it, but they've got to win tonight. So, yeah, big night ahead for hockey.
All right, Water Boys tomorrow morning from 10, following Martin's Saturday Sports Show from 8 o'clock. Meanwhile, you're back on WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thanks, mate. Have a great weekend.
You too, Darren. Thanks, mate.